You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're
no,
a big tough?
Never feel like an idiot.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Her name was Lola.
Song of the day, Copacabana, Barry Manilow, 1978. 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating.
Name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
Here
at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa.
Song of the day, Copacabana at the Copa, Barry Manilow, 1978. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Holy God. Okay.
What a story.
There's brilliance to this, and the brilliance falls right here to my right. The Steve Sipple, when he took the time to pull up the lyrics.
Oh, God.
And because we didn't know about Rico. We didn't know.
No, Sanderson. Give Sanderson credit.
Sanderson.
I think it was Sanderson who pointed out that it got out of control with Rico. Oh,
and then
the song gets dark.
Who shot who?
Who shot who?
That was
Rico or Tony?
We don't know.
They both had a gun, apparently.
They both had a gun, and they were bartending. And
no.
one person was bartending.
Yeah, one bartending. The other one just came in, kind of thought he owned the place.
Yeah,
and thought
Rico.
Threw him across the bar.
Yeah, he thought he wanted to all of a sudden get with Lola. She was a
showgirl.
So Gigi, my youngest daughter, was sewing last night. So she's sewing. So I just said, I said, Lola. And I go, she was a, and Gigi goes, showgirl.
Nice, Gigi.
Nice. Gigi, listen.
Oh, yeah. She
listens to the.
I don't know. I think she just knows. I think she just loves Barry.
The song.
Just loves Barry Manilow. The history of that song and how it came about.
That's impressive, Gigi.
It really started with East Lincoln West, because he's the one who texted in. Her name was Lola,
he did.
And that's what started the whole thing off.
Yeah, he did.
Is that what started it?
Well, yeah. I said that was my favorite song of Barry, and then he said that was the opening lyric, and then it was good.
It all went back, as it keeps unfolding, went back to
roll call, what
is your favorite Barry Manilow song?
God, you can play that again.
Oh, that was something. Yeah, Jake, because of the history with it, it would have been a little low just hearing it. Not lower, but with the history of us diving into it. You know, that was so good. 9222.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
Right in that realm. I was amazed by how good the background singers are.
Yeah.
Very, very subtle, but perfect.
Lola.
Really, you know, that song's interesting to me because he doesn't overdo it with words, but he tells that story somehow.
Talk about a storyteller.
Yeah.
It's like Tom T. Hall.
Told
a story
with an efficiency and economy of words, which is really hard to do, but he did. He painted a picture with an economy of words. And songs like that fascinate me too, that you think it's a happy song, happy, happy, happy. Ooh, no.
It still sounds happy though.
I have a question for Steve and for Jake and also for Connor. Could you guys see the fight? Because I could see it.
I saw
it in my head. I saw the whole scene in my head. It was like I was at the Copacabana when it happened. I felt like I was off.
Tight polyester suits.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was. chains.
Yep.
Big lapels.
Yep.
Yeah, big lapels.
Facial hair.
Everyone's dancing, and then all of a sudden it turned crazy.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
Not good. But it's routine at the Copa. And it happens a lot.
People left the Copa, and you know what they thought? Who shot who?
That's the big question.
No one ever. To this day, it's not been solved.
When there's music and passion, there's going to be fights too. Yeah. That happens. 935.
Okay.
Like
Connor 8-8.
9-4. Brilliant. You guys are all in the nines.
Yes.
All in the nines. Let's see if the text line agrees. Thank you, Barry.
Jake said it. I love Copacabana.
That's my favorite song.
You nailed it, Jake. You got a good one. I know. I kind of questioned you.
You did. You pushed back Friday.
I did. Don't look at me like
that. Rick from Wahoo, 8, Thomas and Lincoln, pretty mid. 6-7 is not really a mid rating.
Best I know in the history of the song.
Brad from Baldwin, 7-5. Dirty J and Friends, 7-9. By the way, I saw Brad at the softball game.
Brad. He's probably fixing roads on the way there. Making sure the parking lot was properly.
Brad tailgated the softball game. Yeah. Pre-game tailgate and post-game tailgate.
Brad.
And during the game,
wait, Brad from
tailgate,
Baldwin?
If you know what I mean, at the game.
Really?
I wonder if Brad had like a tent up or anything.
He had a tent.
Did he?
In this parking lot. Did and he'll be there for the Supers for sure in the
same
tent.
Puts up a tent?
They'll be there for the Supers
tent
for sure.
Tent City.
Vernon Dakin, 3.7. Rick and Susie in center, 4.
Saw them. Whoa, easy, guys. I talked
Husker
to them
Land
this weekend.
Bulldogs.
I talked to him. I said, hey, make sure you remember get that free bulldog you got to give Rhonda Ravel. So,
yeah. Got one sitting around.
Get the address. Sandmaster and Casey, 8.1. Mike and Dalton, 5. Philip and Miller, 8.8. Tortuga, 5-1.
The turtle.
Jake and Hickman says, oof, 0.1.
Jake.
Doesn't know the history.
Jake and Hickman?
Nebraska Slender, 1.4.
Yeah. Low.
She was a showgirl. Come on. Big Bird in Columbus doing fitness, 9-5.
Okay, nice. Bird.
Stan Bennett.
I'm going fishing with Bird.
7-2. Jennifer, 7.9. Hubby, 7. Hubby said, Lola. That's all he said.
Wow, Hubby wrote something.
She chimed in for him.
Oh.
She says, Hubby says, quote, Lola.
Lola.
Tyler
she
in.
Was a,
this is very specific. Tyler in Northeast Lancaster County, wherever that specific place to be, is 3.8.
Yeah, 3.8.
That way.
What his rain totals are, text him in.
Houston says 5-7, but when he says Copacabana, it jumps to 8.1.
Wow, who said that?
It's Houston.
Houston.
That's the brother of
means Harrison.
Means you're one step closer to you.
What a song.
What a song.
Wow.
Gatlin Brothers, am I correct?
Yes.
Coach Libby, 9-9. Hua Clemens, Bird! 7! 7 Hi. From Bird?
Yeah.
Like a 10.
Thank you.
And quickly on YouTube, Rashawn. From Wilkes-Barre, yes. Mackay's father.
Hello, Rashawn.
9. Great song.
9. Wow, Rashawn liked that.
He liked the Copacabana. Cody, 11. Nels, yeah. Montana, 1.3. Randy, 3.4. Charlie, 1.
Yeah. Man.
7. Wishing was fishing. Troy, 5-5. Song of the day was...
Wishing or fishing. Could you please check in with McSafety? We've not heard from him for over a month.
It's been a while for McSafety. Yeah.
Dennis, chime in. And who's his banker friend?
That's Chris.
I know Chris, but what's
his name? Wishing was fishing.
Wishing was fishing.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. That is Song of the Day. Copacabana. Barry Manilow, 1978. It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills on a Monday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy's going to have to handle some of the remodels, probably from the stands. He'll have to do some. He'll have a team still out there because Randy
directing.
I guarantee he'll be in Omaha for the baseball. I guarantee you that'll be a big thing because he travels.
But the work
for
continues, right?
The work presses That's on, right. Steve. The work presses on. So appreciate that for him. Thought we're gonna. Is it okay if we do some football?
I'd love that.
I'd appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Flip. That was a nice flip.
Sometimes it's bolder to hire the older.
Ooh.
Kirk's team is becoming my dream. Iowa. Oh, they hired Tom Moore, age 87. Will turn 88. He will turn 88 during the season.
Nope, Jake.
They hired
what capacity.
Ageism.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Imagine him talking to Kirk going like, just like, you know, hey, you young guys. And he's talking to Kirk.
Kirk is 72.
Their staff just keeps getting older, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So Tom Moore, as you know, that he won 4 Super Bowls. He was with he was Peyton Manning's O coordinator for 10 years at the Colts. Then he went to Tampa Bay.
He is
beloved by Manning and by Brady. They absolutely just love him.
Those are two pretty big names.
Not bad.
Talk about a dude. And I mean, he's one of those guys, and he walks into the room, everyone knows. He's just that guy. And he played at Iowa, but he played in the late 50s. And he's heading back to coach up the team.
He wore a leather helmet.
He was a kicker and a quarterback, kind of like Blanda.
What's he going to do?
He'll be an offensive analyst, which now can coach.
He played in the 50s.
He's coming back. I couldn't be more.
You guys weren't born yet.
I could, you know, when he was playing, we were not born. And look at our ages. And he's coaching at Iowa this year. So when you head over there, you're going to see. Oh, I love
Tom Moore.
I loved it so much. I'm like, okay, all right.
When did they hire him?
Like a week ago or something.
So recent. Oh,
yeah, it's a great article to read on him. And you read.
Where did you read it?
What he's done.
Do you know where?
I don't remember where I found it at. But it was just. It's amazing. Theater of coaching is what it is. Just all of a sudden, Kirk's like, I don't know. Think about bringing Tom in.
He must be with it.
Oh, you know he is. Yeah. And there's something about, could you imagine? I can't imagine the money you have when you work full time until you're 88.
Like, probably not a big deal to him.
No, it's not. I guarantee you, you know what he's going to do? He's going to get a condo of some sort in Iowa City, and he's going to drive to the office around 4 a.m. And there's going to be a bunch of guys coming in. And there's going to be Tom. He's going to be there. He's going to have film on. He's going to be watching. It's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful.
Imagine a guy.
I love it. I love
playing in the 50s, still coaching.
Yeah.
I love it.
He turns 88 when? This fall?
He'll be 88 during the season.
You're more cognizant at our age of guys who press on.
Yeah.
And there are guys who press on.
Press on.
I mean, Bruce Springsteen, 76 and touring. Yeah. Mellencamp.
Willie Nelson was in his 90s still touring as of last year. 94?
Mellencamp's in his 70s. He's touring.
Anything from the text line, Jake?
People are saying, why are we praising Iowa? It's just an old guy.
We're not praising Iowa. I kind of am, I guess. I praise him for hiring somebody. Yeah. Yeah, if that's the take you took out of hiring an 87-year-old person that maybe is still functioning at a high level
at that age.
How about that? Because, it wouldn't be this one. Hey, listen, there's a guy that really doesn't remember anything.
Right.
And can't get to the office. What do you guys think about bringing him in?
There's 87-year-olds who are functioning very well out there.
At a high rate.
Ryan says, imagine you guys doing radio at age 87.
Yeah, imagine.
We could do it.
At 88, imagine us both coming in.
Give us a sample.
No, I'm not making a funny voice. My voice will be fine. My mom's like 83. Yeah. She could come in here and work. My dad probably could, but my mom, I mean, yeah.
My mom worked full time until she was 78.
I don't like you laughing at Tom Moore.
Yeah. I think it's amazing. The guy's still going to be 88 and still coaching.
Mm. Oh, it's a thing of beauty.
What a deal. Well,
How long had he not been coaching prior to this? He's been out for a while?
I don't know. He's been at Tampa Bay, I think, all these last years.
Yeah, still?
From like 17 to 20. Yeah, he's been there forever just with Tampa Bay. And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. I wouldn't say nothing even happened there. I'm sure they were probably talking. And Kirk's like, why don't you come over to Iowa and check some things out a little bit? He'll have some ideas.
He's a master. Masterclass in offense.
And also, when you hear about the two things you hear the most about Manning and Brady was as coaches, you had to be so ridiculously prepared for their media or they would chew you up. So this man's it. He's ahead of them. He was the one that he was the masterclass. And he, and also just everything about him was interesting. I just love the fact that there's someone that's going to be 88 that said, well, let's go.
Yep, I do too. Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
He'll get his own room when they go on the road. He'll get his own hotel room.
How about this? Someone says, my dad is 86 and runs 100 head of calves by himself right now.
Yeah. See that?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Dudes.
People try to. I've noticed people try to push you into retirement. I get that all the time. When are you going to retire? Like, what? Do I
like work?
Do I need to retire? Tom Moore?
Yeah. You can't, right? You're supporting a lot. There's a lot of.
There's no, that's not my future. That, yeah. There'd be a lot of people going, whoa,
hold it. Wings and Rings is stopped. That's over.
Kent says, this is great. Tom Moore would be an outstanding addition to any program.
Yeah. It's just interesting. And I love
this. This happened last week.
How about that? Kirk just hired a guy. Everybody's going like, this is incredible. What's Kirk, 70 or 71?
I think he's 70. Yeah. And so check it. I'm going to guess 70 on 70.
He's for sure in his 70s.
70 on the dot, I think.
And he just hired someone that's 17 years older than
him. He's 70. Turned 71 August 1st.
Yeah. Yeah. So he hired someone 17 years older than him just to kind of get an edge.
Kip says, I can see Coach Ron Brown at Nebraska until he's like 110 years old.
Could be.
He doesn't age.
He's got energy.
Yeah. He doesn't age. I don't think he's interested.
How old is Ron?
He's in his 60s for sure.
You would never guess that, would you?
Ron's in his 70s.
Is he really?
I think Ron's about 70.
You would never guess that.
That's what I'm going to guess. Maybe not. Maybe late 60s.
Okay.
Maybe let's see. I'm trying to think.
He might be listed. You can get the age of almost anybody if you just type in Ron Brown, Nebraska age. I don't have my computer.
This is likely in his late 60s as of 2026.
Okay. Yeah.
That's still
close to 70.
Yeah. Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Tom Moore.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about Iowa, so I'll just use the first part. Sometimes it's bolder to hire the older.
You know what you hear? In fact, I was just reading that Ari Wasserman article where he says he has a line in his column that says, like, that maybe in this day and age it's better to go younger because of NIL. And I don't know.
What would Tom Moore say about that?
What would Kirk say about it? Kirk's doing pretty good at age 70. But all those SEC coaches, they hired a bunch of young guys. Sumrall, Silverstein.
Who's Silverstein?
Arkansas.
Ryan Silverfield?
Silverfield?
Yeah.
Silverfield?
Is it Arkansas?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Ryan Silverfield.
Hour 2 is next, an early break in the ticket.